Joining us now to analyze today's breaking news headlines is Christina Mislan. She's an assistant professor of journalism studies at the Missouri School of Journalism. Hi, Christina.
Hello, Sonali.
The Obama administration is enjoying a major victory with the announcement of a new trade deal with 12 nations known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. Aimed at bolstering U.S. economic dominance in the face of China's spectacular growth, the TPP faced huge opposition from progressive groups who have cast the deal as, quote, NAFTA on steroids. Recently, Congress voted to give the president so-called fast-track authority over the deal, meaning that they would not be able to amend it, simply cast an up or down vote. A vote is scheduled for early next year, as Mr. Obama finishes up his last year in office. The TPP sets corporate-friendly rules on such aspects of the economy as pharmaceuticals, energy, agriculture, and the internet. One group of activists was apparently happy with the shape of the newly reached deal. Wildlife conservationists praised the deal that many had a hand in crafting. David McCauley of the World Wildlife Federation told the New York Times the provisions in the Trans-Pacific Partnership go beyond what we've seen in other trade agreements. Christina, what does this deal represent for the U.S. economy? Should workers be very frightened?
Well, we know that the deal is going to tie together about 40% of the world's economy, and that's from Canada and Chile to Japan and Australia. So, and we know that most likely much of that will go to multinational corporations, of course. We also know that the deal is one way that the U.S. is trying to kind of build against China's economic influence, right? So to allow the U.S. and its allies to set the standards for Pacific commerce instead of China, which is interesting in terms of Obama's kind of recent wanting to do this pivot toward Asia and move away from the Middle East. And so at the same time, we see something that's different, which are these environmental restrictions that you've just mentioned. But again, all of this taken into kind of into light is that, as we've seen in the past, these neoliberal trade deals often have lots of unintended and intended consequences, right, that ultimately benefit multinational corporations, as we saw with NAFTA, which is probably why they're calling it NAFTA on steroids. And so it's benefiting these corporations while worsening the economic conditions for the general public in the United States and abroad.
U.S. forces in Afghanistan bombed a hospital in Kunduz run by Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF, killing 22 aid workers and 10 patients, three of whom were Afghan children. MSF denounced the strike, saying that they had given the hospital's coordinates to all sides ahead of time to ensure it would be spared. Kunduz is the site of a major battle unfolding between the Taliban and U.S. and Afghan forces. The U.S. was likely acting on the word of the acting governor of Kunduz, Hamidullah Danishi, who insisted that the hospital was being used by the Taliban as a base. But MSF has maintained that, quote, not a single member of our staff reported any fighting inside the MSF hospital compound prior to the U.S. airstrike on Saturday morning. President Obama announced that a full investigation would be carried out, and U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter echoed him. A spokesperson for ISAF forces fighting on the ground told the Guardian newspaper, quote, the strike may have resulted in collateral damage to a nearby medical facility. MSF has angrily denounced it as a war crime and said that, quote, relying only on an internal investigation by a party to the conflict would be wholly insufficient. Christina, how much of an indication of U.S. failures in the Afghanistan war is this horrific airstrike?
Well, it's definitely another example that continues to show that the U.S. wars in the Middle East in general are just not working and haven't been working for a long time now. And so we have two issues. We have thousands of civilians who are dying. We have thousands of civilians who are being displaced, as we see with the current migration issue as well. So, and this is all due to U.S. military intervention in the Middle East since the 9/11 attacks. So, you know, this isn't anything new. We've been knowing this since the U.S. began this war from afar with drone strikes, et cetera, where certain airstrikes, you know, this is dominating military strategies. And unfortunately, we're just not getting enough attention from the public. So it seems to me that we've almost become numb to this news, right? So it'd be even more disaster to come to the Middle East in the future as well.
And finally, South Carolina has been struck by historic rain and flooding over several days, fed in part by moisture from Hurricane Joaquin. The torrential rains have broken records. At least 8 deaths have been reported linked to the flooding, 3 of which were of people being trapped in their cars in the rising waters. Schools and businesses remain closed today as state officials have declared an emergency. Millions of South Carolinians and more than half the state have been impacted. Hundreds of roads and bridges are closed and many have been damaged. Water lines have broken and thousands have lost power. National Guardsmen, police and firefighters have been engaged in search and rescue operations all weekend. One meteorologist told the Associated Press the flooding is unprecedented and historical. In 2013, a local paper reported that South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and others buried an official and comprehensive report on the looming impacts of climate change to the state. Christina, do you think that Governor Haley and other Republicans will finally start to take seriously the impact of climate change when their own states are deeply impacted?
Well, I think the simple answer here is no. You know, based on evidence from other states like Florida and Louisiana, et cetera, I'm sure we can name many. We know that Republicans refuse to seriously address climate change, even when their states are being directly impacted. You know, not too long ago, Naomi Klein argued that the aftermath of natural disasters often favor politicians and corporations, as neoliberal policies are exacerbated during moments when the population is vulnerable. So I wonder whether we will continue to see that happen as climate change continues to be an issue, and it will, because it will get worse. There seems to be less urgency for Republicans to implement laws that would actually help curtail those effects. And so, as Naomi Klein just recently put it this morning, you know, we need urgent actions toward climate change as if the world depends on it.
Thank you so much, Christina, as always. My guest is Christina Mislan, Assistant Professor of Journalism Studies at the Missouri School of Journalism. This is Uprising. We'll be right back.